This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today we look at The Snowboard, another Michigan-made story.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
The Sochi Winter Olympic Games are just days away. One of the most popular competitions is undoubtedly snowboarding. But there might have been no Shaun White, no Flying Tomato grabbing Olympic gold for the U.S. without a man from Muskegon looking to give his little girls a reason to play outside in the snow. Joining me is Sherman Poppin, the man who invented the original snowboard some 48 years ago. Sherman Poppin, good to have you on the program.
Well, very happy to be here.
So, Sherman, what were you trying to do that Christmas day in 1965 in your garage?
We lived on the shore of Lake Michigan in Muskegon. And they had about, well over a foot of snow on Christmas Eve. So we got up Christmas Day, and after the toys were used, my wife decided that we ought to get outside and play because it was a little hectic. I took these two small skis and put them side by side and put a brace across them to hold them together and something to put your foot against. And we literally started sliding down a hill, standing up.
Tell us how your wife came up with the name for this new toy.
The kids were having so much fun, and I suddenly realized we were really surfing the snow. She put the contraction of the word snow and surf together and came up with the word snurfer.
And, Sherm, how long did it take for the name to morph into snowboard?
Well, now this is 14 years after I did it, and you have to realize patents are only good for 17 years. What happened was Jake Burton Carpenter, the carpenter of the Burton boards, he came to one of the contests in western Michigan in 79. He saw what was going on, and he got pretty excited with his own stuff, and he went back to Vermont and started making snurf boards. And so I wrote him, say, the word snurf and any derivative thereof belongs to Sherman Poppin. And if you want to keep making these things, you're going to have to pay him a royalty. That was probably one of the dumbest things I ever did because he stopped making snurfboards and started making snowboards.
You know, I got to wonder, Sherm, when you watch snowboarders like Shaun White just blow the crowd away, that was one of the big memories of the last Olympics. Can you believe it, from Muskegon to Sochi?
No, I really can, and I can remember the very first time it was in the Olympics. I really just couldn't get away from the set watching them, and I just couldn't believe that it all started in my little workshop.
Sherm Poppin, it has been a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for sharing the story of something that's a part of so many people's winter fun.
Okay, well, it's fun to be part of it. Thank you.